This is Stop 5, the Marsh Overlook, designated by the split rail fence. Take a deep breath for a sensory impression of the salt marsh and pine oak forest edge. How does the air smell? Piney? Fragrant? Salty? Organic like sulfur? How does it feel? Moist? Dry? Breezy? Calm? You are facing west toward an extensive salt marsh, beyond which a flat barrier beach meets the blue waters of Cape Cod Bay. The summer marsh is a vivid green expanse of salt marsh hay. Taller, darker green cordgrass fringes the tidal creeks that meander through the marsh. At low tide, salt pans are exposed. They are bare mudflats with fiddler crabs and mud snails that emerge to feed. The incoming tide fills the pans, turning them into shallow pools for minnows and green crabs. Salt pans are important feeding and staging habitat for migratory shorebirds. Two wooded upland islands rise from the flat marsh. Their dark vegetation contrasts with the lighter marsh grasses. 200 or 300 years ago, the islands were surrounded by open water. Pie Island is smaller and wedge-shaped. The larger Try Island housed a try works in the 18th and 19th centuries where people rendered whale blubber into oil. A salt works operated on the hill behind you. Today, the hillside is wooded and attracts many birds. Here's the blue jay's raucous call. And the song sparrow's melody. The bobwhite calls out its name. If you listen carefully, you may hear the soft musical trill of the pine warbler, one of our summer migrants calling from the pitch pines. You can hear crows just about everywhere on the sanctuary all year long. This familiar call belongs to the American crow. Compare it to the nasal call of the fish crow, a summer migrant. Young American crows can sound nasal also, but only the fish crow gives a two-syllable ah-ah call. With the fence in front of you, turn toward 3 o'clock and, keeping the fence on your left, take 3 or 4 steps forward. The fence ends and you will be facing a large pitch pine. Reach out in front of you and touch the tree. Examine the bark. This pitch pine, with its rough and deeply furrowed bark, is one of the larger and older pines on the sanctuary, more than 100 years old.
Return to marker 5. With your back to marker 5, turn toward 3 o'clock and follow the fence to the end. Turn toward 9 o'clock and find the vegetative edge of the path on your right. Walk back up the incline, keeping the grassy edge of the path on your right. At approximately 30 feet, you will feel a directional sign with 2 posts. At the sign, bear to the right, keeping the shrubby edge of the path on your right. Follow the trail for about 120 feet, at which point it bears to the right. Follow the curve for just 2 to 3 feet, then stop. Turn toward 10 o'clock and walk across the 6-foot-wide path to a split rail fence. Follow the fence until you find marker 6 on the fence, then press 6.